Year's resolution time here. It is January 2nd. The new year is upon us. It is a fresh year. We are all brand new. A lot of changes in our lives are going to happen. So, Scott Angle, I look at you, just in a Knicks shirt, in the blue and orange. I know you just bought that shirt at Modell's.
Yes.
You get your Mets hat, blue and orange. Mets season coming, spring training a month away.
Yep.
What is your resolution for 2017? Give me some music here, Bavona. What is your New Year's resolution in 2017?
I've already told you guys what it is.
Well, this is a new. It's a new year. Yeah, things change.
I'm going to become a more well-rounded fantasy analyst, especially getting more into fantasy basketball this year. Okay. And I intend to keep it up. It's something that I did for a week, like last season or something like that, and couldn't keep up the momentum, but I've been keeping on top of the top performances. I've been watching full games, etc., catching extensive highlights when I can't catch the full games, and I'm kind of getting back into a groove here. And my goal to prove my resolution is to one day host a lineup lock show with Tony and Benny.
It's a nice resolution, Scott.
Yeah.
It's all work-related, of course.
Yes.
But do you have like a personal New Year's resolution that you'd like to share?
At this time, nothing that I want to share.
At this time, I mean, we're never going to do resolutions again. This is the only time. So you got nothing that you're sharing.
I'm going to share my work resolution for now.
Okay. Try it personal with the listeners, and you're not interested. Okay. Tony, what the hell are you playing, Malone? What?
Sounds nothing like it.
Make it louder. And there you go. That's more like this is more what I'm looking for here. All right. A New Year's resolution, Tony.
My New Year's resolution for 2017 is to make love to the world. We have a president. We want to embrace it. I think we want to embrace the fellow Americans that we have. I want to make love to elks. I want to make love to sheep. I want to make love to farm animals. And I want everybody to just be happy.
It's really nice.
His New Year's resolution is bestiality.
It does sound like that. Yeah.
You know, no. Make love is, you know. A hug, Scotty. Just make, you know, cherish people.
Do you have a fantasy New Year's resolution, like Scott mentioned, for himself?
Oh, you know what? Fantasy's an each and every day thing. I don't think it changes with the way you do things. No. I don't think New Year's resolutions comes into the fantasy perspective. The only thing you could do is maybe take a...
it's Kenny G.
New Year's Eve. How about take Valentine's Day off from fantasy?
Oh, yeah, that's a good resolution.
That is a good one.
That's a good resolution, Tony. How about that? Oh, this is the Kenny G version of Auld Lang Syne. Pretty tears my ass. I'm an emotional guy. You know that about me? Do you know that?
Yeah, I can see that.
So,
yeah.
What is your Nez?
I'll tell you 1 second. You know, I cried multiple times New Year's Eve night. I've been told. Because I was so happy.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
So you didn't realize you were crying. Someone had to tell you.
I was told yesterday that I cried. I was happy, you know, with your friends, family, all that stuff.
That's good.
Yeah. All right. Get emotional here on the show. All right, my New Year's resolution. So going into 2 years ago, I think. I wanted to be on time to things. Not that I was, you know, like for work, I was always on time, obviously. But like in my personal life, I was that guy that was 5 to 10 minutes late all the time. And I hated being that guy. I hated it. So my resolution was be on time. I think I did a pretty good job. So that was a successful resolution, I thought. I think my resolution at work here, I want to stop. I want to bite my tongue a little bit more on the correcting process because you guys had, you know, on Festivus you called me out for it. So I'm just gonna bite my tongue. I'm gonna write it down, and I'm only gonna do it on Fridays. So I'll just give you your corrections for the week.
What are you gonna start this resolution?
I've started it already. I have a list so far.
Well, you blew it like 10 minutes ago.
What do you mean?
When I was talking about the afternoon show, yeah. I said. I said, you know, they were talking about you. He goes, no, you host the show too, so it's not just they.
Right. So I wanted to,
so you corrected me.
No. I want everyone to know that you were the host of that program.
I know, but still, effectively, you corrected me.
I apologize. Yeah. So I will see. Oh, it's a resolution. I'm still working on it.
Okay, it's fair. That's fair.
I'm working on it. I can't get right. So far, I have. You know what? I'm not gonna correct you now. Correct it during the end of the week, right? It's a resolution. We're working on it. We're getting there. So there you go. That's why
you sound like so you're only going to correct people on Fridays, you're saying?
Yeah.
So basically, like, you're somebody who's on Weight Watchers but then is going to binge on Fridays.
No, you get a cheat day. You're on Weight Watchers, you get a cheat day, right?
Either do it or you don't do it. Let's all the way in. Come on, Sussman.
You get a cheat day.
No, all the way
in. You get a cheat day.
I'm diabetic. I don't have a cheat day.
Really?
Okay.
That sucks. Yeah. Wait. I know you're diabetic.
Yeah.
I have seen you eat Burger King plenty of times.
That has nothing to do with sugar.
Is that a cheat day for you?
No, that's I'm not overdosing on sugar when
you're not having a Diet Coke with that?
Occasionally. But I'm saying there's not a cheat day where I say, you know, I'm just going to eat a bunch of bonbons and Snickers.
What are the days you have a Diet Coke?
You know, once in a while, you know, I'll occasionally have some sugar here and there.
But you're diabetic. You're cheating.
But I don't have a cheat day where I cram it all into one day.
Well, this is the difference between us.
I think you got to go all in.
I'm not going all in.
I don't think you believe in it then.
Yes, Tony.
What if you passed away from too many Whoppers? Would you be upset if your son just put you into ashes, and he took the ashes and then he put them in his college dorm room, and then they kicked it over, and that was that? Would that upset you?
I think you should make a New Year's resolution to see a psychiatrist.
What
the hell was that?
Scott, by the way,
even for you, that was outlandish.
This is the second time this morning that Tony's mentioned you passing away, for the record.
Is that your New Year's resolution to kill me? Is that why you want me to come to Jacksonville?
No, I'm worried about you, Scotty. I was worried.
You'll
about
see
you.
Angle for the last time.
Yeah, he's gonna push you in the pool in Jacksonville and pour Diet Coke on you and drown you. I think
yeah,
is
there
what
you
he
go.
Wants to do.
And then send the ashes to my son.
Yeah, and say,
get rid of him.
Like, no, do you have a plan? Do you have a plan? Like, when you pass away, like, how do they handle that?
No, I haven't thought about that. Why are you being morbid at the start of the new year?
It's a new year, Tony.
No, I know, but everybody should have a plan, Scott. I want you to have a plan.
I don't know why he's talking about this.
I do have to ask you something, Scott.
This is outlandish even for him.
Scotty, I have to ask you.
Yes.
You had said that one of your goals this year, the resolution, is to be a well-rounded fantasy analyst. That was your number one resolution.
Yeah.
And that includes playing some fantasy basketball, getting involved with that. Will you be playing fantasy hockey? Talk to George Kurtz about that?
No.
Okay, so you don't really want to be well-rounded. You just want to
I want to be more well-rounded.
But you're eliminating hockey.
He's not completely well-rounded, but more well-rounded.
More well-rounded. There you go. I'm expanding my horizons into another fantasy sport.
All right, will you be playing, starting tonight, Fantasy Bachelor? Starts tonight.
I can't because it's like I would have to cram for it.
You just gotta watch the show.
I heard
that
other sites are like starting this up, like
ESPN
is doing it.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Don't they owe Pat Mayo some friggin' royalties if they're gonna do this?
I hope he trademarked the game.
Didn't Pat create the game?
Mm-hmm. He did.
It's crazy. Like, I want to give Pat a lot of credit, and I want to call him guy that
a visionary.
Really has this visionary and everything, but he's got the biggest head already in fantasy. I don't really want to add to it.
It's a nice job, though. Gotta give him that.
Yeah. No,
I'm actually a little pissed off about this, though.
So
I think
why?
I think he created the game, and now ESPN is like taking it. I haven't looked enough into it, but it's what I've heard. Make it more mainstream, you know. It's kind of like when Daniel Okrent and those guys created fantasy baseball and stuff, and they didn't make any money off of it.
You know, Pat, why is it all about being money? Pat could tell his little kids when he spawns some children and tell them, hey, you know what? I'm the one that created
Look,
fantasy
if this
basketball.
Thing blows up, he should have five fireplaces, okay?
Why'd you? Now, correct me if I'm wrong, Scotty. You can correct me, see? Correct me if I'm wrong, but Matthew Berry was recently a guest on the Hall of Fame Hour.
Yes.
Here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Why can't you then call your buddy Matt and be like, hello, Matt, you stole this game from my friend, Pat.
Maybe I will.
Oh. That's very nice of you.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then the movie league?
Yeah.
What about the movie league?
Like
the... Doesn't Gary Thorne's commercial say that he created the movie league? Matt Berry created it?
Yeah.
Yes. Chris Pavona, you're obviously here with us this morning.
Yes, I am.
We appreciate you coming in on New Year's Day, filling in for Michael Florio, who took the day off with Corey.
Thank you. I'm happy to be with you guys today.
Thank you. Chris, you'll also be here tomorrow.
Yes,
of course,
will.
As you are every Tuesday. Now, Chris, what are your New Year's resolutions?
Pay me back
here?
The quarter you owe me, you butt munch.
Hey, wait.
Now it's $2.
Are you asking about did you ask him to pay you back a quarter?
No, I'm kidding.
I knew what he was.
I thought I was the main Jew on this program.
Did you call him a butt monkey?
Butt munch.
I call him a butt knocker.
Oh, okay.
Butt knocker. Okay, this is interesting.
Bump hug.
Nevertheless.
A foot nutter.
Chris, I know you are
I think that's a negative connotation right there.
I know you were reflective as well.
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
You are. I mean, we've talked a lot, you and I, over the last several years.
Mm-hmm.
You're a reflective individual. So I'm sure you have
some...
He
is very reflective.
He is. I wasn't being sarcastic.
He comes into the studio and he reflects and he says, the next person that touches that, I'm going to punch them in the face. That's how reflective he is.
Doesn't make sense.
But I think I know where he's coming from on that as well.
He's angry. It's fair.
Yeah.
Okay.
No. He's very reflective.
No.
He reflects on things and it makes proclamations he's going to kill somebody.
Given that he is reflective, what is your New Year's resolution, Chris?
So I'm going to stick with work as well. I want to be a 110% better producer for you guys.
Wow, that's so nice.
And I'm hoping that as we get bigger... Keep rolling on. I would like to be in the studio with you guys at least once a week, maybe.
Wow,
that's my work goal.
Okay,
among many other things.
Well, you are here with us once a week on Tuesdays. Just not in.
What do you mean in the studio?
I want to be
an on air personality.
I want to be on air.
Wants to be an on air personality.
Not just coming on like this right now.
Obviously.
And then personally, I personally is tough. I guess I could go with Scott here. I'm not going to be trying not be as angry.
Okay.
We'll see what happens after January 20th, but okay.
Now, Chris, you have
I think that's improved though, actually, since you've left the other platform for us.
Yeah, it has.
I think you're less angry.
I am. I am actually very much less angry.
Yes.
Now, let me ask you here, Chris Pavona.
Okay.
Let me ask you.
You have been with your girlfriend for several years. You're in your early 30s.
A year and a half. Yeah.
So that's close to a couple of years, right? Will there be a ring in 2017? Will you ring in the new year?
I don't think yet.
But that wasn't a no.
It's not a no. I'm not going to say it's not a no.
Wow. Okay.
I think moving in together is the first step.
Okay. Will that be happening in 2017?
That's more likely to happen.
Okay.
More likely to happen again. It's all going to probably happen, and probably not until the end of the year.
Wow, that's a nice resolution.
Maybe we'll see. We'll see.
Now, did you live with your current wife, Scott? Did you live with her before you got married?
Yes,
you did. So you lived in sin as well.
Yes.
Huh. Tony lives with his ex-wife. That's also living in sin, I think.
I think that's
living post sin. I think.
Yeah. I think it's just actually. I think that's called a living hell.